Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And check out all the things that we have there that we've made available for you and have been building for you over the last 13 plus years, including the body of work that Grace Marie Turner has deposited with us now with her 13th anniversary of being a member of our Brain Trust. So many things that she's taught us over the years, including if you want to go back and hear the common sense logic of how healthcare reform should happen, just go listen to some of the past interviews that we've had with Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute, the co-author of the brand spanking new book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And small business owners, you'll be able to see yourself in there. You'll be able to see this Freightliner 18-wheeler coming at you, you know, bearing down on you on the highway of the marketplace and about to run over you. It's every day. It's getting closer and closer to running over you. Grace Marie Turner, we've got to find a way to stop this and rip this thing out by the roots. How are we going to do it? We've had some help from the courts, but there's still more to be done.
Well, I think people thought when they went to the ballot box last November that was really sending a strong signal. This administration completely ignored the American people, just like they did in the run-up to passing this when they were getting 100,000 calls an hour from people pleading with Congress not to pass it. They've ignored them all the time. The only thing we can do is replace the regime in Washington. It is going to take a new president to sign a repeal bill. We need to hold on to the House.
So, what if the Supreme Court takes up the case that's being filed now, and that's follows on from the Florida decision? What if the Supreme Court takes that up in the fall and gives us a decision next spring, for example?
Okay, there are 22 cases out there, and several of the judges who were appointed by Democrats have decided that it is constitutional. So you've got conflicts, which is why the Supreme Court will take it up, very likely issue a decision in the summer of 2012. And what they are most likely to do is throw out some parts of it, particularly the mandate that individuals have to purchase coverage, but let the rest of it stand, which is just going to be a nightmare.
Isn't the Commerce Clause
This is the individual mandate that the administration says, you know, they can tell us all to purchase health insurance because of the authority in the Constitution under the Commerce Clause. Very few constitutional scholars agree with that,
right,
but that's the case.
The idea that the Commerce Clause issue is that the federal government can't tell an individual what product to buy.
Well, the Commerce Clause says that the federal government can regulate commerce, and therefore health insurance is commerce, and therefore the federal government can tell us to do that. But then they can also, why can't they tell us to buy a General Motors car or bank at one of their favorite banking institutions or eat broccoli because that's healthier than eating Oreos. So you're gonna wind up with a completely different America.
And so you're saying that
it's going to have to happen.
It's going to have to be a president that will sign the veto. We'll sign the repeal of this thing.
It's going to happen in 2012.
It's got to be repealed.
The decision,
you can't count on the courts.
You cannot count on the court. The courts will not. They will very likely not throw out the whole thing.
Too much of a crapshoot with the courts. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what actual constitutional issue will be put before the court, and then you don't know how they'll rule.
And you can't take that chance. It's going to get down to one vote.
Yeah.
We need to have 300 million people making this decision.
What you're saying is this: the future of healthcare doesn't need to rely on Anthony Kennedy, Justice Kennedy.
Who's very likely to be the swing vote of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, yeah.
It needs to rely on the American people. They need to come to the ballot box in 2012, and they need to pick candidates. They need to pick candidates who will promise to repeal this, and it may very well be on both sides of the aisle.
Right.
You know what
we haven't even talked about yet, Grace Marie, and this is what's going to be the nightmare that's the actual delivery of health care. I mean, this is going to put such a burden on the health care delivery system. Never mind getting paid for everything. That's a whole other thing. I mean, there are political issues, there are administrative issues, there are payment issues and there are health care issues. This thing offends all of those, doesn't it?
And the book is one, you can find out everything they need to know in this one place. You can buy the book online for $10.
$10, thank you.
Wrong for America book. You need the book in there, .com. Or just go to Amazon, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, Grace Marie Turner. People, you'll find it. You need this. This is a duty of citizenship to learn about what's in this law.
Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. The website is wrongforamericabook.com. You can buy it at Amazon, any of the online bookstores. Grace Marie Turner, thank you for this labor of love. You've made a great contribution to your country,
and your
three co-authors. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you for all you do.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute. That's galen.org, by the way. Check it out, too. Got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.